the House was in session last week. Both the House and the Senate are in session this week, beginning the second session of this Congress. And the president gives his State of the Union speech tomorrow night, laying out an agenda that he would like the Congress to pursue. And I assume he'll focus on the issue of how we accelerate the improvement in our economic situation, how we accelerate the growth in jobs in the country, and I don't know what other issues he will deal with, but that's going to be the main focus of attention. And then, of course, we have left over from the last session of the Congress a need to do something with the extension of the payroll tax cuts that were put in place some time ago, and we've now put in place a two-month extension, but that will run out the 1st of March, so that has to be extended again. Same thing with unemployment benefits, whether we can get agreement to go ahead with those. Same thing with the provisions related to Medicare reimbursement for doctors. Those also will be cut dramatically at the 1st of March if we have not taken additional action on those. So all of those are items that really we put off for another 2 months by the agreement we entered into and prior to Christmas, but they're going to be back on us here needing additional effort in the coming weeks. So let me stop with that and just open it to questions on any that or anything else. Bill, why don't we start with you?
Okay, thanks very much. The president will be speaking. We don't know whether he will mention Keystone, but the Keystone pipeline probably will come up in the opposition's remarks about how it reduced the job potential in the nation. Do you agree with that? And do you think it reduced job potential?
Well, I think clearly there are construction jobs and some other jobs that are connected or related to the building of that particular pipeline, and I do think it's a proposal that ought to be considered on its merits. I think the president's decision, as I understand it, was that he did not believe the environmental studies could be completed in the 60 days that Congress had specified, and therefore he was going to turn it down at this point, but would hope to consider it on the merits and make a judgment on the issue once those environmental studies have been done. So I think that's a responsible course to follow. It's very possible that we would benefit from the construction of that line. I believe a portion of the line is likely to be built even without approval that the president was talking about, because it is all within our own country and therefore doesn't require the Secretary of State to deal with the issue of bringing in oil from Canada.
What is your position then on Keystone? Is that it? That it's that it should be built?
Well, my position is that that we need to get the environmental studies done before we can make that judgment, but that there may well be some economic benefits to our country by a construction of the line. I don't know whether those economic benefits will outweigh any potential environmental problems, but we're going to have to see what those potential environmental problems are in more detail before we can make that judgment.
Okay, I'll pass.
All right. Mike, did you have a question?
Yes, Senator, I did. And I know during your opening you talked about you guys have a lot of things to really get to work on. And with all the gridlock that's been going on in Congress this year, do you guys think that you're going to be able to get some of that stuff taken care of?
Well, I think some of it is going to have to be taken care of just because members, whether they're Democrat or Republican, are not going to want to allow the issue to be unaddressed. For example, the payroll tax cuts that have been in place now all of last year and the first couple of months of this year, I don't believe you're going to find most people in Congress wanting to see those terminated. on the 1st of March. So that's something we're going to have to come to grips with. There are also a great many tax provisions that were in place up until the end of 2011 that have now expired, and we need to go ahead and take action to extend those so that many of those will be available to folks when they pay their taxes for 2012 as well. So those are examples. Unemployment benefits are another example, in my view. I think it would be foolhardy for the Congress to allow the extended unemployment benefits that have been in place now for a couple of years to terminate at this point with unemployment still as high as it is.
All right, that's all I have for now.
All right. Bill, did you have another subject?
I do indeed. A couple more. There was the Protect the Internet Privacy Act that got a lot of heat from Internet freedom groups, many, many U.S. citizens weighing in on that one. Are you still looking at that issue or working on revising it, maybe improving it?
Well, I think that there have been plans underway here in the last several days to try to make changes in that legislation. Unfortunately, I think the majority leader here in the Senate and the leadership in the House have both announced that they are not going to go ahead and have a vote this week on that issue. They're going to postpone the issue until some future time, and therefore the pressure, of course, recedes, and I think it's uncertain as to when we are going to get back to it. But I do think some of the objections that were raised had some validity. I believe that there were serious and conscientious efforts being made to address those objections, but whether we will have a chance to actually change the legislation to address those objections and then go ahead with the legislation, I just don't know. I think it's unclear at this point.
Well, now there's a new one, ACTA, the Anti-Counterfeiting Trade Agreement between nations. I understand the U.S. has already signed on to it. Europe is next, and hackers have taken down the Polish internet in anticipation of Poland voting for it. What do you know about ACTA?
Frankly, I don't know a lot about it. It has not been the subject of any hearings that I've observed here in the Congress, and I think it's one of the it's a treaty that the, as I understand it, the United States did agree to, but of course it has not come before us here in the Senate for consideration. Again, it's probably one that we need to do more homework on before we pass final judgment.
Well, the criticism of ACTA is indeed the fact that there were no congressional hearings. It was negotiated by countries, more or less, as critics say, in secret. And there's even the argument being posed by the U.S. negotiators that it does not require, even though it's a treaty, does not require congressional approval. Senator Ron Wyden, for one, says he disagrees. He thinks the Senate has to confirm a treaty, and maybe the House, too. What would you think about a treaty being approved by
Congress? I've always thought that treaties had to be ratified by the Senate before they took effect, and that's built into our Constitution. But I don't know the nature of this so-called treaty as to whether it is a treaty in the traditional sense or whether it is something less than that. So there may be some argument as to why this doesn't require action by Congress. I haven't heard the argument.
Finally, you're coming down to the wire on your tenure. Any big bills that you plan to bring up this session?
Well, there's we've got a whole series of bills that we've reported out of our Energy Committee, focused on energy efficiency, focused on promoting more effort toward renewable energy and non-emitting forms of energy generally. I'm hoping we can get the full Senate to consider those pieces of legislation, and I'm certainly urging that on the leadership here. But whether that happens, I just can't tell you at this point.
One more thing. You signed on to the Defense Authorization Act, as did Senator Udall, And it contained that provision we talked about before, allowing the military to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens, even possibly in this country, simply for being charged with being a terrorist. Did that provision in the Defense Authorization Act sway you at all? You signed the bill, I believe.
Well, I voted for the bill, I think it's accurate to say that I have voted for the Defense Authorization Bill each of the years that I've been here in the Senate. There may have been one or two exceptions, but I think in general I have supported the bill because of all of the other provisions in it. It contains, of course, provisions that determine the pay of active duty personnel, the funding for our various services around the globe, and I have supported that. The provisions you refer to, I voted to delete. Those votes were not successful. And I made a statement at the time, and I think many others did as well, that we needed, this was a one-year authorization, we would come back and revisit those in the coming year. And of course, we're now in the coming year. So I hope that there will be a genuine opportunity to revisit those as part of the 2012 Defense Authorization Bill.
Good. Thanks for clarifying that. A lot of New Mexicans were concerned about your position on it. Good. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you very much. And, Mike, did you have another question?
Yes, Senator, I did. I know that, this is not the situation with everything going on with Iran. I know this latest situation with them is not your first rodeo with them. I'm just kind of curious, what have you heard from the administration regarding the latest standoff, if you will, between the U.S. and Iran over the Straits of Hormuz and that kind of thing?
Well, of course, here in the Senate, we have not been in session for about 4 weeks now, and so we haven't gotten any real firsthand briefings from the administration on that. At least I have not seen any opportunity to get those kind of briefings. I assume that this week or next week we will once again get briefed by the administration on the current situation and be brought up to speed on it. But there's no question that the circumstances with Iran continue to worsen. There's more and more effort by the Iranians to be disruptive of normal commerce and trade in that part of the world, and we need to concern ourselves with it.
All right, that's all I have.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you all for talking with me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.